Southeast SASKATCHWAN. The top-seeded Redvers Rockets are on to the semifinal round in the Big Six Hockey League's playoffs. Redvers defeated the 8th-ranked Middale Mustangs 8-2 on Sunday night to sweep the best-of-three quarterfinal series. Redvers opened the matchup with a 5-0 victory on Saturday night. Kenton Miller scored the first three goals of the game, and Preston Kopick and Brady Fidierchuk also scored. Talon King was in goal for Middale, while Cody Mathewson was the Redvers goalie. The Rockets then won 8-2 on Sunday. The game was tied at 1-1 after two periods, as Steven Lindenbach's goal for Middale was the lone tally of the first period. Fidierchuk scored in the second to tie the game. Redvers poured in 7 goals in the third, with 2 each by Kenton Miller and Kopick, and singles by Jordan Enger, Blair Toms and Jordan Miller. Colton Miller had 4 assists. Brad Tomiski was Middale's other goal scorer. Thomas Bauchi was in goal for Redvers, while King was the Middale goalie. As for the other series, the number 3 Moosomin Rangers defeated the 6th-seeded Carlisle Cougars 6-1 on February 8. John Gaudette opened the scoring for Carlisle 42 seconds into the game, but then Moosomin took over, with 2 goals each for Carter Sawchuk and Braden Nabholz, and individual markers for Devin McGonigal and Drayson Skolmowski. Zane Winter was the Carlisle goalie and Levi Horn was in net for Moosomin. Game 2 is scheduled for Monday night in Carlisle at 8:15 p.m. Game 3, if necessary, would be February 15 in Moosomin. The defending champions, the 4th-ranked Carnduff Red Devils, grabbed the lead in their series with the number 5 Beanfey Kohlers with an 8-5 win last Wednesday. Kyle Garrigan led the Red Devils with 3 goals and 2 assists, while Matthew Odette scored twice, and Trey Stocker, Matthew Plews and Tanner Reynolds also scored. Taysen Holt was in on all 5 Beanfey goals with a marker and 4 assists. Kalen Holt scored twice and Daniel Warner and Wyatt Garrigan also scored. Cody DeMain, Carnduff, and Zach Miller, Beanfey, were the goalies. Game 2 is scheduled for Tuesday in Beanfey at 8:15 p.m. Game 3, if necessary, would be February 16 in Carnduff at 8 p.m. Finally, the 7th-seeded Yellowgrass Wheat Kings and the number 2 Oxbow Huskies are to start their series Tuesday night in Oxbow at 8 p.m. Game 2 will be February 17 in Yellowgrass at 8 p.m., and Game 3, if necessary, would be the following night in Oxbow, also at 8 p.m. Provincials update. In provincial play, the Cougars have advanced to the Senior B South Final after sweeping the Huskies in 2 straight games. Carlisle won Game 1, 8-3 on Friday and took Game 2, 1-0-4 the following night. John Gaudette, Sterling Bear, Jesse Gabriel, Cruz Reddick and Nathan Deck scored in the first 2 periods for Carlisle, while Drew Chervanka had 3 goals in the 3rd period. Landon Odette was the Carlisle goalie. Liam Rutten, Brody Haygarth and Jordan Cooney had Oxbow's goals. Cody Levesque was their goalie. Gabrielle scored 3 times for Carlisle, while Sterling and Valdez Bear each scored twice. Reddick, Trent McLean and Austin Boris also scored for the Cougars. Joey Meredith had 2 goals for Oxbow. Brody Nordine and Colton Skell were the other marksmen. Levesque, Oxbow, and Landon Odette, Carlisle, were the goalies. The Rangers are down in their series with Grenfell, after Grenfell won Game 1, 8-5 on Saturday. Game sheet was not available. Game 2 would be February 17 in Moosomin at 8:30 p.m., and Game 3, if necessary, would 2 nights later, also in Moosomin at 6 p.m. The winner of that series will play Carlisle in the next round. In the Senior C South semifinal, the Rockets will play Assiniboia. Game 1 of that series is slated for February 19 in Assiniboia. Game 2 is February 25 in Redvers at 6 p.m., and Game 3, if necessary, would be the following day in Assiniboia. The winner of that series will play Keniston or Langenberg. In the Senior D South semifinal, the Carnduff Red Devils took a 1-0 series lead with a 5-3 victory over Central Butte on Saturday. Ben Hiltz had 3 goals for Carnduff. Garrett Fitzpatrick and Ty Stoven also scored. Game 2 would be February 18 in Central Butte, and Game 3, if necessary, would be the following day, also in Central Butte.